Free will in the presence of opposition. The question of freeing your will in an atmosphere that does not appear to accept it is the next issue to be discussed. The question of practicing right use of will among people who do not yet accept or understand these ideas is a matter of personal choice. It should be understood that there are many obstacles to doing this in an atmosphere of restriction, and that the overpowering of others in any direction, even with ideas, is not the practice of right use of will. Free will is an old confusion in creation, which is why so many do not appear to be acceptance of it. Many have thought that free will could not work because the spirits were too foolish to make wise choices. Many have feared that they could not conduct their own lives as well. Many have thought it was not possible because there would never be an alignment. These are some of the reasons that many begin to abdicate their own will in favor of what they thought was my will. Many people know that the reality around them is not of their own creation, and that it is also their reflection. But many have not yet understood how much of their reality has been created by what they have been holding in denial, outside the spectrum of their awareness, and also their acceptance. The reflection of non-acceptance for free will is going to be found to be based in your own misunderstandings, denials, and judgments. Evolution of the individual will is an important part of spiritual growth, and learning from experience is an important part of evolving the individual will, because others are not the cause of the suppression of your own free will. The practice of right use of will does not need to force ideas on anyone or on society at large. The space to practice freeing your will comes from within you. Some people may want to seek ways to find others who understand and accept these ideas. Some may want to talk with others about the idea of freeing their will because they do not want to feel alone in what they are doing. Mutual support can be good. Any lack of receptivity here is a signal to find these places of judgment and lack of acceptance within yourself. Any seeming conflicts or disagreements can be more easily resolved by finding alignment within yourself first. If you recover your own lost will, you will find it much easier to change reality to suit you than to try and change an outer reflection of denial that you have not changed within yourself. Finding the balance point between changing the circumstances around you and changing your circumstances is something that each person needs to find, according to how it feels. If your needs are being denied by you from someone else, and you feel you have done all you can to release limits you have been holding on yourself, then you can try changing your approach to fulfilling your needs by finding another place and another way in which to fulfill them. Instead of making any judgments here, give freedom a chance to work by allowing yourself to make whatever changes you feel the situation calls for. If this stirs fear within you, try giving it expression as sound. Remember to make sure you feel safe when you do this, because fear may be holding judgments in place that having ideas different from the mainstream will be ridiculed, censored, or viewed as insane, and that you may be outcast or even killed. Having the thought and accepting the fear that there may be repercussions allows you to heed the caution without holding it as a judgment. Freeing your own will enable you to be free.